Today is the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos here in Chutz Laretz. It means that it's the guest of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is our Ushpizin of today. And the Torah of Yaakov ben Asher in his great halachic work explains that Yaakov is connected to Sukkos on a very deep level. Because the Torah explains that Pesach, the first holiday, that's in his mind connected Avram Avinu. Shavuos is connected Yitzchak, it's the second holiday. But Sukkos, that's connected Yaakov Avinu. So the question is why? What is this connection between Yaakov Avinu and Sukkos? Perhaps it's because the pasuk describes, as many mepharshim say, that when Yaakov Avinu was on his way back, ulemikneu asa sukkos. For himself, he built a house, but for his animals, for his property, his cattle, he built sukkos. So Yaakov is associated with Sukkos because he built Sukkos huts for his animals? What does that have to do with anything? We know that when Yaakov Avinu left on his way out to journey to Haran, when he was running away from his brother Esav, Vayifka b'makom, he stopped in a random place, which was not random at all. He found that it was Beis Elokim, it was the house of Hashem, it was the place of the Beis HaMikdash. But he was surprised when he woke up in the morning to find that that was the place, because it seemed very nondescript to him. Manora ha'makom hazeh, how awesome is this place? Says Yaakov Avinu. I didn't realize that anywhere in the world can be a place of Kedusha. Yaakov Avinu teaches us that even though this world is temporary, it's aroi, it's just fleeting, at the same time, it's possible to find holiness here. Yaakov Avinu, he made corrals, he made sukkahs for his mikne, for his cattle, because he wanted everybody to understand that that's not where you invest. You invest in your home with your children, with your avodas Hashem, in your nuclear family. That's where the ruchnius is. The gashmius, the cattle that he owned, that's just temporary. Ulemikneu asa sukkos. Yaakov Avinu is saying, the world that we live in is a diras aroi. It's a temporary dwelling. And yet, Yaakov learned that within that temporary dwelling, within this imperfect world, which is, it's only fleeting, at the same time, it's possible to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can put your sukkah anywhere, and the Shechina will rest there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found anywhere we seek Him. So on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu is connected to Sukkos because Sukkos teaches us to leave our homes and be in the world as travelers, as nomads, as people who don't have a fixed place, because this world really is just that. It's just transient. Somebody came to the Chafetz Chaim's house and they said to the Chafetz Chaim, they can't understand why it is that he lives in such humble dwelling. He lives in such a humble dwelling. He lives in such, with sparse furniture. He said, I'm a wealthy person. I'd be glad to invest in a much nicer home for you. The Chafetz Chaim asked him, he said, excuse me, sir, where are you staying? So the man said at the local kretschmer, he says, does your room have a couch like you have at home? The guy said, no, it doesn't have a couch. He said, does it have gold-trimmed drapes? The guy said, no, it doesn't have gold-trimmed drapes. He said, does it have high-quality, fine oriental rugs in the hallway? He says, no, it's a kretschmer. It's just an inn. It's just a temporary dwelling. The Chafetz Chaim said, this world is a temporary dwelling. Yaakov Avinu says this world is a temporary dwelling. After we went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we realized what matters is not the physical, but the soul, the ruchni, is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in here. And yet, you might think that because the world is just fleeting, we have to reject it. There's no place to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu says just the opposite. And this too is a message of the sukkah. That outside of your home, on the road, when you're in that diras aroi, achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. God can be found anywhere. You know what it takes to make a sukkah? The Gemara says, psoles goren v'yekev. Just the residual shrubs and branches, the things that you would step on that you think maybe there's not going to be any holiness. It just grows from the ground. It's just the earth. It's the diras aroi. Yet from that you make it selam demam nusa. You make the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We welcome Yaakov Avinu into our sukkah today. And we say to our father Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu, we've learned from you that this world that we look at around us, this diras aroi, it's just temporary. We don't need all the trappings that we thought we did in our permanent home, because the main thing is being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's also to realize that we can put that sukkah anywhere. That pop-up sukkah can be made up solus goren v'yekev. Every place is an opportunity. Every makom is a place where we can reach out and connect with Hashem, even if we never realized it before. We can realize it today on this first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos.